Section 7.2, Full Body Training to Get Lean. Let's look at the typical way that many people work out and compare it to a more effective full body approach. In their quest for getting lean, many people will focus a large percentage of their workout on cardio work, then work one or two muscle groups per day for weight training. For example, let's say their workout consisted of a session on one or two pieces of cardio equipment and some weight training exercises for biceps, shoulders, and abs. With this type of workout, they don't get much residual metabolic elevation in the hours and days following the workout, as their body doesn't have to work much to recover from exercising the relatively small muscle groups of biceps, shoulders, and abs. Now let's compare that workout to an intense full body training routine comprised of some multi-joint lower body exercises, such as squats and deadlifts, combined with multi-joint upper body exercises, such as bench presses, pull-ups, and bench over rows, and finish off with a couple challenging ab exercises. This type of workout has stressed pretty much every muscle in your entire body, as opposed to just a couple of small muscle groups. This in turn creates a metabolic environment in which your body must do more work, repair more muscle, to recover from the full body workout. Hence, your RMR is increased to a greater extent and for a longer period of time by doing the full body workout comprised of multi-joint lifts compared to the cardio and single joint exercise based workout. Studies have shown that intense weight training workouts stressing large muscle groups of the body result in an increased RMR for up to 1 to 2 days following the workout, potentially even greater than 48 hours. Whereas a steady pace cardio workout only elevates your RMR for 1 to 2 hours following your workout. If you're working out 3 to 4 times per week, utilizing the full body training, you're essentially increasing your RMR 24/7. In addition, as mentioned previously, you also get a much better fat burning and muscle building hormonal response from your training when you focus mostly on big multi-joint exercises, working large portions of the body. The result of all of this is that you get leaner quicker, provided that your diet is in order.